Krishnaya Pashamoyata Nirvayam Yatra Bhuteshu Nudvego Yatra Kaschana Yatridhyante Katamishtas Krishnaya Pashamoyata Nirvayam Yatra Bhuteshu Nudvego Yatra Kaschana Yatradyante Katamishtas Krishnaya Pashamoyata Nirvayam Yatra Bhuteshu Nudvego Yatra Kaschana Dante Katam Vishtas Krishnaya Pashanuyata Nirvayam Yatra Bhuteshu Krishnaya Pashamoyata Yatradyante Katamishta Naya Pashamoyata Vaishnavi Naya Pashamoyata Mataji? Okay. Yatra, where? Idyante, our worship or disgust? Kata, words. Mishta, pure. Krishnaya, of material hankerings. Pashama, satisfaction. Yata, by which? Nirbhayam, non-enviousness. Yatra, where? Bhuteshu, among living entities. Na, not. Udvega, fear. Yatra, where? Kashtana, any. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, But they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. Please repeat. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. Purport. Vaikuntha means without anxiety, and the material world means full of anxiety. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, the living entities who have accepted this material world as a residence are full of anxiety. A place immediately becomes Vaikuntha whenever the holy topics of the personality of Godhead are discussed by pure devotees. This is the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about the Supreme Lord Vishnu. As the Supreme Lord himself confirms, Naham tishtami Vaikunthe yoginam hidayashuva yata tishtami Narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. My dear Narada, actually I do not reside in my own abode, Vaikuntha, nor do I reside within the hearts of the yogis, but I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes, and qualities. Because of the presence of the Lord in the form of transcendental vibration, the Vaikuntha atmosphere is evoked. This atmosphere is without fear and anxiety. One living entity does not fear another. By hearing the holy names and glories of the Lord, a person executes pious activities. Shinbatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Thus his material hankerings immediately stop. This Sankirtan movement, started by the Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for creating Vaikuntha, the transcendental world that is without anxiety, even in this material world. The method is the propagation of the Shravanam Kirtanam process throughout the world. In the material world, everyone is envious of his fellow man. Animalistic envy exists in human society as long as there is no performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the holy names Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Pachatas therefore decided to remain always in the society of devotees, and they considered that to be the highest benediction possible in human life. Om Jnana Timurandasya Ganam Janam Charakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmahyam Darati Shwa Padantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vinanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Paracharine Nirvishesha Shunjivati Pastyata Dishakarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivashari Gaud Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse, the process of Sankirtan, of Shravanam Kirtanam, is emphasized. This is the method by which we can achieve the goal of life, which is to become Krishna conscious. And to do that, the instrument to do that is the association of Vaishnavas. and the means by which the association of the Vaishnavas can most easily and readily be accessed. Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, Srila Prabhupada's book, Renunciation Through Wisdom, Srila Prabhupada said that the reprobates of this material world only have one possibility to achieve piety, and that is through the association of the devotees. So he wrote that in 1956. At that time, he didn't have a society. And shortly thereafter, Srila Prabhupada's conception, Srila Prabhupada's vision was always beyond the conception of anyone else. Actually, in 1959, Srila Prabhupada wrote to Vishwambar Goswami saying that actually, because India at that time had passed a law that the government is going to oversee all the different spiritual groups, because there was a lot of exploitation going on. So Srila Prabhupada was very concerned. So he wrote and he said, actually, we should start the League of Devotees. You know? And under this League of Devotees, that all the Vaishnava Sampradayas can come. So please, do the necessary. You know, he's planning, he should organize, start organizing things so that all the different Sampradayas, this is Srila Prabhupada's initial vision, to protect the Vaishnavas from external society. So, material society is very dangerous. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said, just in his last days, when he was speaking to the devotees from his bed, he said that, actually, I need very much the association of the Vaishnavas. And you are all pure Vaishnavas. Why? Because you have given up the material life, material comfort. Anyabhilashita shunyam. So because you Europeans, Americans, everyone, you have done this, then you are all pure Vaishnava. So this was Srila Prabhupada's conception of what we should be. Give up material comforts. Give up unnecessary things. This is the necessary ingredient to participate in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not that we have to give up all comforts, but something we have to give up, you know, in order to receive the greatest thing, which is Krishna Consciousness. So, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was established to achieve that. After, of course, Srila Prabhupada made so many attempts, Srila Prabhupada was very much in a cooperative mood all through, especially after he came to the, even before he came, but after he came to the U.S., he was writing constantly to his godbrothers. Now, just give me some little facility. Just asking for, first he asked for mridanga, even asked for pera. No, just give me something. No, give me some help. But nothing came. The $25,000 he requested, of course, if we could only buy a property now in New York for $25,000, no, that would be very wonderful. But at that time he was requesting that, nothing came. But Srila Prabhupada kept trying. And then he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because the desire of his Guru Maharaj, as we heard yesterday, very wonderful class, where Bhakti Vigyan Swami was mentioning that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on the one hand, he requested all of his devotees to cooperate. And on the other hand, he, in his writings, he said that a society, an organized institution, is very dangerous. A very dangerous thing. It's a good thing if it works properly, but up to now, none of them have ever done so. So that was a challenge, and this is our challenge. No. And we can see the members of the GBC body, the leading devotees in this society, have seen the challenge. No. On the one hand, the purpose of this society, which Srila Prabhupada declares here, to establish a Sangha, and not a small Sangha. There are many Vaishnavas who established a Sangha within their mat, or within several mats, where you can come for Shravanam and Kirtanam. But Srila Prabhupada's vision, as usual, was universal. He didn't want to establish a Sangha for Raganuga Bhaktas, or just for Raganuga Bhaktas exclusively, or for any particular group. He wanted to establish a Sangha for the entire world, so that everyone could be engaged. This was Srila Prabhupada's vision, and this is our legacy. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given to us. This legacy to carry on the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So one of the things I was asked to speak about is how there's a tendency, because of the traditions in our sampradaya, tradition in our sampradaya is that there is one acharya. Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1969 to his godbrother, B.S. Bhagavat Maharaj, he had expressed that we should cooperate. So Srila Prabhupada said, this is a very good idea. We should definitely cooperate. However, I have noticed that you have spoken about one acharya. This was not the desire of our Guru Maharaj. He never said this. So Srila Prabhupada wanted cooperation, but Srila Prabhupada has vision, could go beyond something that no one could grasp at that time. His vision was, in order to have an international society, you have to have, just like in the society of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were so many people initiating. There was so much interchange of shiksha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, even when great acharyas, those who became great acharyas like Raghunath Das Goswami, that person who is known as the Prayojanacharya, one of the acharyas of the three processes of transcendental knowledge, the final process, he was put under the care of Swarup Damodar. So this idea of caring, even the greatest Vaishnavas in our tradition, they are cared for, because by the association of Vaishnavas, we can advance in devotional service. And actually, that's the only way to advance in devotional service. But even when one becomes a perfected Vaishnava, still that association is necessary. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hoy Sadhu Sangha, that the root cause by which devotional service can manifest is Sadhu Sangha. But Krishna Prena Janme Tenho Punya Mukhya Anga, that even after one achieves Krishna Prena, still the Mukha Anga, the main branch, the main thing that we have to search out for is Sadhu Sangha. Because even though a perfected devotee is perfect in every way, that devotee considers himself or herself, themselves, to be totally dependent on the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Yogyata vichari kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sar. That Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, my dear Gurudev, that actually if you examine me, you'll only find that there's one thing that I am made of, one essence that composes my entire being, and that is your mercy. So this mercy, Srila Prabhupada set up the society so that everyone can get mercy. Not that when one becomes an accomplished devotee, or one becomes a devotee who leads other devotees, or one takes the position of Diksha Guru, that at that point one is independent. Now one may think, especially we've heard this in our society, this has been a dilemma over the years, that sometimes we see that someone is a very elevated Vaishnava, very accomplished in their devotional service, very expert preacher, they have many disciples, the disciples have full faith in them. But we also have a GBC body. And so many people question, how can the GBC body tell the guru what to do? How can this happen? This is unprecedented. But I say that it's not unprecedented. Actually, millions of years ago, such a thing happened. home. How did that happen? Because when Priyavrata Maharaj, when he was young, he came into contact with Sri Narad Muni. And Sri Narad Muni was instructing him to be brahmacharya, instructing him, don't fall into the pitfall of materialistic life by being married and getting into so many entanglements in life. Now, Swayambhuva Manu, Priyavrata's father, he was very anxious to retire. He had performed his duty. He had managed the universe for such a long time. He wanted to retire. And Priyavrata was not very inclined. He was requested, now you take over. He said, no. How can I take over? Here I am with Sri Narad Muni. And Swayambhuva Manu thought, how can I compete with Narad Muni? So therefore, his authority, not only one authority, Lord Brahma came. And not only was one authority there was Lord Brahma, there was Lord Shiva, there was Swayambhuva Manu, and there was Lord Shiva, all present. And this is a very difficult situation for Priyavrata. And Lord Brahma, he could understand this difficulty. He was thinking, Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport, that Lord Brahma was thinking, Narad Muni's instructions are very impressive. No. Now, Lord Brahma was the father of Sri Narad Muni. No. And he was his guru. But Sri Narad Muni was so powerful. Brahma, when he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he went to the shore of the Shirodaka ocean, and he would pray and receive instruction from within the heart. But Narad Muni, he could go to Vaikuntha. No. How powerful was Narad Muni? So Lord Brahma could understand this is a very difficult task. Priyavrata is determined, I will remain like this. And Lord Brahma said to himself, I am determined that I will break his determination. No. Because there is a greater service to be performed. That greater service to be performed may not always be due to our liking. And even though we may receive instruction from our spiritual master individually that you can do this, you should do this, you should do that, but above all the spiritual masters in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada established a ultimate managing authority. And when you manage a spiritual society, that management is a spiritual activity. So just as Lord Brahma had to override the instruction of Sri Narad Muni, so always over the instructions and indications, any particular instruction and indication of the guru is the authority of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So how can we harmonize that? Exactly how Narad Muni harmonized it. When he saw that his higher authority had arrived, Srila Prabhupada mentioned specifically that Narad Muni and Priyavrata, they did not feel any resentment for Lord Brahma. No. They could have felt resentment. Why is Lord Brahma interfering? Why is he going against the sacred teachings that the highest realization is simply to engage in Shravanam Kirtanam? Here we see it in Srila Prabhupada's purport. How can he say this? But there was a greater duty. The universe had to go on. So the GBC body also has this greater duty, that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has to go on above and beyond the desire of any particular individual. And so we cannot say that this is simply an institution, or that the GBC body is simply a governing body, a managing body. No. This system of authority, we've seen it so many times, even amongst pure Vaishnavas. And when one is isolated, just like if any of us decide, any person who may be initiating or may have a position of authority or spiritual authority in this society, they should not try to override the desire of the governing body, because this is Srila Prabhupada's instruction. is manifested, you should all cooperate. You should all work under this body. And therefore, we all have to strive very hard to make this formula work. That requires that the governing body be very sensitive to the needs and to the particular instructions of all the devotees who take the task of instructing others. And each person who is giving instruction, just as Narad Muni, must be very sensitive to the difficult activity of governing the society. And great devotees, when within their thought or within their perception, are isolated. Otherwise, when one is isolated, meaning when one's own level of realization or understanding brings us to a certain point, we have to exceed to be corrected. And great acharyas have showed us this in the past. I was just thinking of some examples, like Gadadhar Pandit. Who can be more elevated than Gadadhar Pandit? So Gadadhar Pandit was taken by Mukunda. Mukunda knew that Gadadhar Pandit was always very anxious to meet pure Vaishnavas and to associate with pure Vaishnavas. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit was not officially initiated. So he said, there is one great Vaishnava who has arrived here. So I want to take you to meet him. He said, yes. So he took him to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And so Gadadhar arrived, and Pundarik saw this very effulgent young man. He said, so he asked, who is this? And introductions were made. And Gadadhar was seeing, here is the great Vaishnava sitting on silk, beautiful silk pillows with beautiful furniture and all kinds of opulence. So within his mind, he was thinking, who is this? Because this is the great Vaishnava that I'm supposed to be meeting. Why does he have all this opulence? And he's basing this on Shastra, that a great pure Vaishnava should be very renounced. So how could this be? He was bewildered within his mind. And Mukunda, seeing this bewilderment within his mind, quoted a verse from the Bhagavatam, speaking about the mercy of Krishna. Krishna is so merciful that even someone like Putana, by achieving his mercy, can achieve the highest destination. And when Pundarik heard that verse, he went into ecstasy. And then, of course, finally, to make up for his offensive thinking, Gadadhar accepted him as a spiritual master. So the point is that we may have our personal realization, and we may draw conclusions from that personal realization by Shastra. But by the association of Vaishnavas, either higher Vaishnavas, peers, or Vaishnava society, our conclusions can always be perfected. Arjuna, he drew conclusions based on Shastra when Krishna wanted him to fight. And Krishna showed that the highest conclusion is to please me. And to please me, you must do what I say. So there are many, many examples how Vaishnavas, perfected Vaishnavas, of course, they do these pastimes are leelas. But these leelas are to instruct us. And the instruction given in these leelas is that every one of us, we always need association. And however great, however wonderful our realization may be, that realization, when combined in the association of Vaishnavas, becomes so much more potent, so much more powerful, so much greater. Srila Prabhupada's conclusion, when he left, we must all cooperate together. I have created this society. I have created this governing body to govern the society. And this society is meant to fulfill the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Fulfilling the instruction of Srila Prabhupada is the way that we can become successful in our spiritual lives. As is stated by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that Acharya Matta Jay Se Matta Sar, that the active ingredient in spiritual life is the instruction of the spiritual master. And that instruction of the spiritual master is imbibed. A great acharya like Srila Prabhupada did not just give an instruction to one person, and that one person would carry out that instruction to so many people. But Srila Prabhupada gave all so many vast instructions, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we look at the purports of Srila Prabhupada, we can examine the purports, just like through different translations, we can see the length and the extension of the purports of all the acharyas. And no one has made such extensive purports as Srila Prabhupada. And within those purports, Srila Prabhupada is not teaching a tight group of disciples, or even 100, or even 1,000, or even 5,000, or 10,000, or 64,000 disciples. He is teaching the whole world. And he's teaching the whole world with so many varieties of instruction. Therefore, to understand those instructions, to carry out those instructions in all the different levels of comprehension that exist, it requires something that is unprecedented, something that has never been seen before. And that is an international spiritual society, a multi-guru society, where the guru is absolute, and at the same time, the guru is subservient to the governing body. Certainly, it is the duty of every guru, of every spiritual teacher, of every leader, to instruct their followers, their audience. But it is the duty of all of us to be very vigilant. By cooperation, by sangha, to maintain the purpose of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, there's many more things I thought I could say on this particular verse, but we have a limited time today because of our GBC meetings. So I just wanted to stop here and see if there are any questions or any comments. First of all, any comments from the exalted Vaishnavas, whom I feel very foolish speaking in front of, just like a firefly speaking in front of the sun. But anyway, the sun, the firefly gets his light from the sun, so I think it's...
So, you gave the example of the... Hare Krishna. You gave the example of the GBC correcting a guru. Mm-hmm. And how the guru should accept that. How does the disciple think, my guru was wrong, my guru is fallible, my guru needs correction? How does the disciple process that?
The disciple processes that, just like we see Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma, there are different levels of understanding. So when the disciple should understand, just as I have my authority, or my authorities, my guru also has his authority. Now traditionally, the acharya, this dilemma may not exist, although it did exist certainly in previous times, but in the times of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our most recent acharyas, we didn't see that. We saw the acharya left the planet, and the guru's there, he's the highest authority, nobody's going to tell him what to do. No. But when different levels of authority exist, just as Priyavrata saw Narad Muni be eclipsed in instruction by Lord Brahma, and he accepted it. No. So in the same way, the disciple has to understand. So therefore, it is the duty of the guru, if one is the guru in ISKCON, to always be very careful that they don't create a confusion within the minds of the disciples. And that's the way they have to see it. There is an ascending level of authority, and that exists all the way up to Krishna. And if one of those previous authorities is present, then they can certainly instruct my guru. Maybe time for one more quick question. Dr. Rupa, please.
We see in the example of Maharaj Priyavrata, when Brahma gave him the instruction that he should take up the management, he also gave benediction.
Yes.
That he would never become entangled and bewildered by material affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So if the GBC gives an order to a devotee to take up management work, are they prepared to give order, one benediction to the devotee?
Well, no, actually, Srila Prabhupada says in one purport that Lord Brahma smiled at him. Because Priyavrata knew this is going to be very difficult. And and Srila Prabhupada says, even though some impediments may exist, because that blessing is given, no, somehow or another the devotee will not give up devotional service and will come to those impediments. Now, of course, one may say the GBC body is not on the level of Lord Brahma. But we may also say that we're not on the level of Priyavrata. So if we bring everything down on our scale, yes, the GBC body does have that duty and that responsibility. No. So we have to fulfill our responsibilities on all different levels. So I have to stop at this point. I've received instructions from higher authority, So I thank you very much for your kind attention. All glory to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaur Premanandi, Sri Sri Radha Rasamani ki jai.
Question?
Yes.
Just to extend Bhagavad Gita.